It's Thursday, February 25th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The Washoe County Health District has made vaccines available for seniors aged 65 to 69. This decision came after the remaining seniors in the age group of 70 and up were contacted this week. Washoe County District Health Officer Kevin Dick said email invites will be sent out soon to those who have signed up for the 65 and up waiting list. Distribution for this age group through the district will begin at the Livestock Event Center. However, there are also pharmacies and other private distributors already doing so. U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has officially launched her re-election campaign. In a video posted on Twitter Wednesday, Cortez Masto emphasized her support for Dreamers, the people brought to the U.S. illegally as children, and she points to the importance of a Democratic majority in getting legislative priorities passed in Congress.
We can now take bold action on challenges that for too long have been ignored. And that starts with doing what's needed to beat this pandemic and get our families and schools and small businesses the relief they need.
Nevada's senior senator made history in 2016 when she became the first woman from Nevada and first Latina ever to be elected to the U.S. Senate. News of Cortez Masto's re-election was announced the same week she, along with a team of senators, introduced the Pro-Kid Act, legislation which would protect immigrant children who are in government custody. With the increase of short-term rentals in Washoe County, the Board of Commissioners is working to create standards to prevent potential issues. The proposed ordinances establish standards such as permitting and parking requirements, safety considerations, and noise restrictions. 90% of short-term rentals in Washoe County are located in Incline Village and Crystal Bay. County officials will monitor and collect feedback this summer during peak season and will modify the proposals as needed. About 579,000 COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in Nevada. More than 12% of Nevadans have received their first shot, and almost 6% have received both doses. This comes as the state is reporting an average of more than 300 new daily cases and 11 deaths per day over the last 2 weeks. During that same time period in Washoe County, officials are reporting an average of 42 daily cases. But on Tuesday, the county reported more than 100 cases. The head of the Washoe County Health District, Kevin Dick, said Wednesday it was somewhat disturbing. He said some of those cases potentially stemmed from Super Bowl gatherings. Washoe County reported two COVID-19-related deaths yesterday. Nearly 8% of Washoe County residents have received both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. In the Quad Counties, 19 new cases were reported yesterday. And in Elko County, officials reported 7 new cases and 7 recoveries on Wednesday. A large number of fatal avalanches this winter have ripped through the region. These dangerous conditions highlight the potential link between avalanches and the climate crisis. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
The Colorado Avalanche Information Center counts at least 32 avalanche deaths so far this winter across the country. That's higher than the 23 fatalities for the entire winter the year before and several years prior. The link between the climate crisis and avalanches is still unclear, but Jordi Hendricks says avalanches reflect the weather, and when the climate changes, weather becomes more extreme. That includes periods of drought followed by precipitation.
And when those precipitation events come as snow, then we have the potential for these periods of time with very extreme snow loading, and then resulting to that, obviously, very extreme avalanche conditions.
Hendricks studies avalanches at Montana State University. He says the rise in avalanche fatalities could also be connected to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's triggered a surge in backcountry use. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
Incline Village residents who overpaid on their taxes will be getting that money back. This week, the Washoe County Board of Commissioners decided that multiple entities must pay their respective shares of overpaid taxes from Incline Village residents. Last August, the board agreed to pay over $50 million to those residents. Funding for the settlement will come from Incline Village General Improvement District, North Lake Tahoe Fire Protection District, the State of Nevada, and the Washoe County School District. According to Colo TV, the school district would owe nearly $20 million. District officials say that makes up about 40% of their general fund balance and could lead to legal action. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, February 25th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.